What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag?
Okay, I can't not be a mom without bringing this up. I was wondering, how did we get so horny? And how do we get so, like, cussing all the time? It's because we stopped brown bag.
True.
Since we stopped brown bag, this fool's humping the air. You're talking about everything.
You know what? You let us spread our wings.
I did. But I just want you to know that that is why this has gotten out of hand, okay? There's no order in this house. And I'm not going to be the order because I don't want to be the B word. But I just want you guys to...
I thought that was the theme of season 3.
Horny.
Yeah.
This season 3.
Like, we just went full on. Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you, he did like air humps the other time. And he's like, and we were just horny. Like,
I did do air humps. Yeah.
So I just went, because I think we were a pod for kids almost one time. And then.
Episode 1?
Yeah. I think we got too many DMs from like 16 year old kids, and you know.
Whoa,
I know.
What are you doing with DMs from 16 year old kids?
Not me. The podcast, but no, it's like, no. It's a lot of pressure, you know. I'd rather like speak to the 30-year-old like degenerates, you know what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy? Season 2, we did get a lot of like,
right,
like for like, we met a lot of fans.
School.
Yeah, like, yeah, we met a lot of fans that were like hella young, and we talked about school and like how to deal with mental health. And
yeah, we did.
And then, you know, it's time to elevate from that. It's time to get horny with the older people.
It's time to deal with the real issues.
With the real
Bluetooth.
Real issues and whiskey Bluetooth? Dick.
Yeah, so I would just like to the what is it in the beginning?
Disclaimer
before we go any further, that one time a long time ago.
Actually, episode 1 ever of the brown bag, I gave my definition of the word bitch.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that went crazy. That went actually very viral. Beautiful intellectual, that crazy human. Yeah, that went crazy.
Good times.
Well, you guys, this weekend was crazy for me.
Okay.
Can I talk about it?
Yes, but I'm just for a challenge.
Yes.
Can I challenge you to try to explain
without
being crazy
and hello horny?
Yeah.
Okay. So on Friday there was no. Oh, on Friday it was dirtbag vibes.
Dirtbag vibes. Okay. What happened?
So on Friday we filmed the music video for the new techno song me and Bailey got coming out.
You have a techno song?
Yeah, EDM song actually. It's called.
What if what makes Duno like be Bad Bunny vibes is a techno?
Low
that would
key,
be
that
crazy.
Song is hard.
That song is hard.
You haven't heard it? That shit is fire. No, he didn't play it for me. Bailey did.
Yeah, I didn't play it for him. It's exclusive. I want you guys to be surprised when you guys hear it. The only one that has it is Jose because he did the cover for it.
Okay, talk to me though. It's an EDM song.
So it got crazy, you know. We vibing, we wilding, you know what I mean. But usually, so we have kickbacks at the office, mm-hmm. and we always plan accordingly. This one was not planned accordingly at all.
Oh no!
So it was just like everybody meet at the office around 11, 12. And if you're a single, young, beautiful man like myself, you always invite multiple female friends because somebody's always gonna flake. But this one occasion.
They didn't flake.
They didn't flake.
All came through. Oh, so you're sending the invites to multiple because you know some's going to have other shit. They're going
to. We're like, oh yeah, I'm with it. And then they fell asleep. Or they just, you know, they're being.
For
they
can't
just being.
Them.
Yeah. You know, for they're not down for the team. You know what I mean? And I'm saying this because this podcast has already ruined all my happiness and relationships.
Same,
and
brother. Same.
Is the podcast that ruined your.
It's you guys. You just keep edging on this.
Oh, God.
Pushing this narrative that me and Vic are. Mean people. Oh, you like mean people other than assholes? Mean people. Okay, so look. Anyways, I invited them.
Okay.
They're both vibes, but obviously I know one more than the other.
Ooh.
So I'm kicking it with the one that I know more.
Okay. Can we?
Yeah, name them.
We need like some type of name.
Okay.
We need
one
to differentiate
or two.
Them.
Yeah. So we know who you're talking about.
Where are they both? Dubai cities. Can you do
my
city?
Okay, OC.
OC.
And I'm going to say SGV.
Okay.
OC.
So, you know, they're from different areas. They don't know
super
each other.
Super different areas.
And which one was badder?
OC or SGV?
Depends where she's badder at.
Just from you, from your perspective.
Like, which one were you trying to, like, which one did you want to see the most?
You're not about to push your narrative from last week to my week.
I'm just curious.
Okay, which one is badder?
Yeah, like, which one were you more excited? Like, oh, shit, she came through. We always have favorites. Come on.
I was excited for both.
Okay, you said one you've known longer.
Which one I've known longer. I've been out with her before.
Which one?
OC.
OC, okay.
Boom. OC's a vibe, though, you know.
Okay, OC's a vibe. You were chilling more with OC.
I was chilling more with OC.
Okay.
But then, like, mid, like come here. The other one, was trying to have a conversation with me. This one was trying to, like, make out. And then I'm like my sister there, so I'm like.
So OC's trying to make out, but SGV's trying to holler.
Yeah. But SGV is with the program.
Oh.
Like, she knows the vibes, but she's just a little buzz. So she's
so
like
she's
a little,
extra.
She's like, and I'm like, yeah. So I'm telling my sister, like, my sister's like, fool, I didn't come here for that. Come here for that. I'm like, yeah.
Should have just introduced OC and SGV at that point.
OC's a little really crazy. Horny. Oh, but OC's a little crazy.
Okay.
Like, might have to, you know, you feel me? Like, I don't have insurance in my office.
She's,
I don't want nobody fighting there or breaking anything.
She's territorial.
She's not, yeah, I guess. I guess she is. But she's also like, she's very like, I'm not one of these. B words, you know what I mean? I'm not one of these B words. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But then, yeah, I was just, okay, whatever. Friday was cool. It was a vibe. You feel me? I did my little thingy thing in the whiskey while everyone was waiting in the office.
Which one did you do in the whip?
Yeah, shit. You feel me? We're moving on. But Saturday, I had diarrhea, you guys. I haven't had diarrhea.
Hold on, was that whiskey?
No, whiskey dick Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Saturday, I had diarrhea, you guys.
Okay.
I haven't had diarrhea in a very long time. Uh-huh. And it really ruins your plans. Like, I was excited to go out.
Right.
And then I was like, cool, okay, whatever. I got home like at 6 p.m. I was out with the homies. The homies are doing like a big production. They're painting. I went out. And I was like, bro. I woke up and I shit it one time. But it wasn't like a normal shit. It was like water, fool. Like a waterfall. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I took another shit. I'm like, okay, cool. My body, you know what? Maybe it was the fucking cheesy jalapeno from Little Caesar that the homies bought. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then it was a third time. And I was like, it's only been 30 minutes, bro. Why am I shitting three times in 30 minutes? And then the fourth time. And then the fifth time. And I was like, I'm not going out. But I haven't had diarrhea so long, I felt disgusted of myself. Mm. But I also lost weight from this diarrhea. Because on Sunday, I went to the gym. I weighed myself and...
Some call it diarrhea, some call it a cleanse.
Yeah.
Some call it weighted and some call it weighed.
Exactly. and then yesterday, I hate brunch. I'm gonna stop doing brunch.
You should stop.
I'm not a fan of day drinking because I'm tapped out by like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Like I go to sleep and then I wake up at
11.
Well,
also, is yesterday?
Yesterday, yes.
Yesterday was also weird because of daylight savings and it got dark at 4 p.m.
Did not end. Yesterday did not end. It started.
We're
early,
recording this on
end.
Monday, by the way. Drops on Thursday.
Yeah. But daylight, and I was just like, I was just not having it. You feel me? But I drank all day. Like my homies were still working on the production. If anybody knows, when people are doing like murals, it takes a while, especially if you got to be light and you don't have a light or you're missing this stuff. So I drank all day. I drank almost 2 Casamigos bottles to myself. Mm. With the homies, but I was drinking the most because they were painting. Damn. I had just came from mimosas, so I was extra corneado vibes. And I was drinking Casamigos, and then I got whiskey dick, you guys.
So wait, did you drink whiskey?
No, I didn't drink whiskey. It just called whiskey dick.
Oh, what is that?
Like, I couldn't nut.
Oh, shut the freak up. That's what that is?
You ever got that, Vic?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
So you were having sexual relations?
I was having, but for like an hour, I was already over it by 10 minutes.
Ew, you did it for an hour?
Yeah, I get down like that sometimes.
What's wrong with doing it for an hour?
I can't wait till you guys are married.
I'm still talking my shit.
You're going to keep waiting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm single and depressed.
And depressed. I am depressed.
No, but yes, whiskey dick, and it was just, and it was cracking for like an hour. And I was mad because it was like, she was like, hey, I'm good. I was like.
I was gonna nudge you really quick, like, clean it up.
But I'm saying that like, just sarcastically laughing. But she was like, but she was just like, I had to like clarify.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was cool. I got my nut on, and then we like cut it all night. She left in the morning. She texted me, I made it home. Good morning. And then she was like, we should go eat later. You know, so it was a vibe. But she was like after we woke up from the long ass nap, we woke up like a. Like, I woke up at 5 a.m., dig. I was already, like, up, like, fucking trying to edit shit.
Because of daylight savings.
She was like, yeah, whiskey dick last night. I was like, yeah. She's like.
Who is it?
Alabare, alabare, alabare.
Vic, you talk, please. I feel like I already put my foot in my mouth.
Pause.
Hey, yo.
That's not a pause.
Why'd you put your foot in your mouth? That's freaky shit.
Have you guys ever sucked toes?
No. By the way, also, I want to put it out there before we talk about sucking toes.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I like missed. I was supposed to spit somewhere, but I spit somewhere else. And it was just like sitting in the back of her back. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? No. Why do you want to leave?
Because what the fuck did you just say?
Like, I spit, like, with my mouth, duh. Like, all right, let's just,
Well, yeah, we're there already.
Okay. I was hitting from the back. I was supposed to spit somewhere, but I missed, and it was just sitting. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
Please, I don't understand. Why are you spitting?
It's like a thing.
Because I'm down and dirty like that.
Why are you spitting boy. When her back is towards you?
He's not trying to spit in her mouth.
Where are you trying to spit?
The butthole.
Angie's face.
Well, Angie's been celibate her whole life.
We failed at the
challenge.
At the 10 minutes.
Hold on, because I have questions. I have questions.
You've never spit in somebody's back when you missed?
I have a question.
No, I have pretty good aim.
You spit? Hold on. You were wanting to spit on her butt?
I was wanting to spit on her butt.
And where did you spit instead?
Like on her back. You know how you're arched? It happens, right? I was like, Grease. It just, you feel me? It just, I missed. And I was like, hey, she was like, you're good. She's such a great sport. Like, I think I'm in love with her.
Great sport.
We're going to name her Spitback instead of Wetback.
Can we talk about the live show?
Oh, actually, that's how we should have started the podcast, you guys.
Can we talk about? We could have cut out everything we talked about earlier. Yeah. Low key.
No, spit back.
That was great content.
That's Patreon.
Yeah, so. That's for sure.
Episode 71, you fucking piece of bathroom mother. You guys are all we're having a live show on December 23rd at the Novo in downtown Los Angeles. Yeah! And putting on a great live show for you guys. And we're so excited to see you guys. And pause this show real quick. Pause this episode because the link is in the description. Go get your tickets. All right, we are back. Episode 71. And you guys, we're having our live show.
We're having our live show.
Un
invierno with...
Going brown bag. Yes, and it almost didn't happen. You guys, we have been working towards something to do towards the end of the year. We didn't know what it was. We got our hopes up for something. Then it didn't go through. Then something bigger came through. So we definitely
It's a Christmas miracle. Let's go.
Shout out the podcast gods.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we specifically wanted it on the 23rd of December because 24th is when we celebrate Christmas.
And by we mean us wetbacks.
So really, it's like Christmas Eve Eve.
Yeah, you know Christmas Eve Eve.
So we want to spend it with y'all. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Actually,
before you have to go to your family.
Christmas Eve is really Christmas for us. So this is actually Christmas Eve, if you really think about it.
Yeah. So that's hence why I said it's the day before we celebrate Christmas Eve.
Yeah. I'm just regurgitating.
echo.
I'm just doing your ad-libs. Don't mind me.
I feel like you're doing it for the slower people.
Exactly.
I feel that.
Because sometimes that's even me. If you talk fast, glad, people
like,
listen slow.
When I watch a podcast, there always has to be a Vic there. Like, hey, this is for... And
By the way, I like that we're all wearing our beaters because it's raining outside right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing like my beater chucks. You have some beater Nikes. You have your...
I just bought these.
Shout out EPTM.
You did not just buy some dogs.
I did, but I beat
those
the shit out of them already.
Those laces say...
No, because they've been to Phoenix, New York.
Those ladies like, are from country road.
They've been all over the place. Yeah, they've seen many a things already.
By the way, I
was just saying we're going to kill it. It's going to be at the Novo, so big up.
Downtown
First Latino
LA.
Podcast to sell ever- out Novo.
Yeah, we're
going to
put that into
we're
going to
sell it
the universe.
Out. Damn, how could you be the biggest Latino podcast and like not ever sell any tickets?
That part.
Imagine.
That shit is crazy.
Imagine being LA's number one Latino podcast, but
the world's no the world.
The world's.
But you never sold one ticket.
I fuck with you, big. Let's go, dog. Let's fucking go, gang.
Yeah, they know. Hey, ask about us on Pico Union. Like they know.
Yeah, they be
know. They really
Pico
know.
Union, but yeah, shout out Pico Union. They definitely know about us. Yeah.
No,
shout out the downtown LA babies.
Yeah. That's right. I've never been walking around LA and they like confuse us with any other podcast
at all. You know what I'm gonna do just to get the real feeling? I'm gonna walk to Denner's house. I'm gonna drive to Denner's house.
Yeah, walking is kind of crazy.
Then I'm gonna walk from Denner's house to the podcast.
That's, I think that's what I'm gonna do.
We should do that. We should, like, you know, like, to get the real feeling.
Denner, like, Denner literally lives like two blocks away. Like two, three, would you say you're gonna
meet you guys there?
I'm definitely gonna meet you there too. I don't wanna walk.
Yeah,
lie.
I don't actually wanna walk.
And I don't wanna get like a
restaurant.
But
we can
shot.
If we wanted though.
But if we wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
But y'all can't say
we're
the same.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. Good union. Yeah. So chill, I'll call the homie G Baby, like, hey, if we're gonna walk.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna shoot a vlog and just walk through your fucking big ass hood and give me a golf cart. Fool, you good, fool.
Yeah. Give me a golf cart. I'll pick you guys up.
Oh, yeah.
That should be the vibe. You guys know the Pico Unioners. The Pico Unioners. I saw my brother line them are from Pico Union. Says they grew up right next to Convention Center. They used to steal the golf cart.
That's hilarious.
From like the Convention Center.
Yeah, allegedly.
I'm like, you guys know that's like a... No, they did it. They were kids. No. They're like, we did this shit,
okay,
fool.
Years ago.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah. And I was like, why would you guys do that? They're like, we're bored. And I'm like, that's also a fucking big ass crime.
Yeah.
But hey, that's better than shooting people.
I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Well, it's going to be incredible.
I'm excited.
I love it that it's LA Live vibes. It feels very cool to like keep just getting bigger and bigger with our live show. There's a lot of people that went to either of the two previous live shows or didn't get to. And now you are going to be able to celebrate Christmas Eve with us. It's going to be so fun.
And this is like the first out of all the other two live shows we had where you guys have like enough time to buy.
Yes. And real quick, can we recap our announcement video? Because I just, as I'm watching it, I'm like, why is Duno yelling at my kids? Like, you didn't have to be like, the Novo, the brown bag.
Not
like,
even that bad. Little Max, yeah. Which is Maximo's
kid.
Which is Maximo's kid. I like, when I was like, where's the alcohol? He just,
yeah,
I just like tapped
you.
His head to the side. He's like, ah. And then I didn't notice, but like the whole time, Little Vic and Emmy, which are the oldest of their kids, they're like just looking at me like, bro, hurry the fuck up. I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they're pissed.
Like, and
I'm in school for this.
And this was forced on them, like, by Vic, which is Little Vic, and then Emmy, which is Maximo's daughter.
Yeah.
And they're just like,
yeah.
Fool, shut up.
We went through a lot for that. I had to bring out my tree early. We recorded this like 2 months ago. I had to bring out my Christmas tree early, decorate it. And then it wasn't even in the shot. When I'm looking at it, I'm like, I should have put it on the other side, but you guys said to put it by the window. It was a lot. It was a lot.
I had to take my son out of school. Actually, I'm lying. I didn't even take him to school that day because it was too
fuck
much.
It. Like, then, holiday.
Yeah, it's too much.
You guys don't understand that other kids at one time is a lot.
It's a lot.
Oh,
I can see Doodle getting frustrated, but like, fuck, I can't treat him like Aiden. Like, And then I had to search for freaking Christmas pajamas at that because it wasn't this time of year.
And then it's funny because
it was hard to get.
Yeah.
It's I'm there, Lucha, Jose, and fucking Josh were out there. We don't have kids. But Vic, Letty, and Maximo are like busy trying to focus on recording the video and being parents at the same time. Yeah. And I'm just there like.
You were pissed that your beard. We had to take it off.
Why?
Your Santa beard, because you were mad. You couldn't breathe.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't breathe.
It was hot. Yeah.
It was hot. And then they were throwing toys at me. And Max and little and Jorjito, they're like two fucking...
Yeah, Max and Jorjito are going to be a problem.
Dude, those are like... and when that Luisito just screams, yeah. Ah, Duno! I'm like, bro, just give me a cookie, bro.
You kept stealing his cookies, but the end result was something amazing. I'm thinking we should post the extended version.
Like, that's a good idea.
Because that would be like a cool idea. Because he gave every kid a gift and shit happened with every kid.
Oh, yeah.
And that shit was just wild. But shout out the little kids. Yeah. We kind of forced him to this. Like, Emmy was not having it.
Yeah. You had him say hoes, hoes, hoes. I'll never
forget. I have him say hoes, hoes, hoes.
It was funny. I sent it to Lil Vic's mom and I was like, I hope she doesn't get mad. And she's like, my son is a star.
Oh,
yes. That's exactly what Maximo said. Maximo was like, low key, I didn't even tell nobody. I forgot. And then he was like, and then his girl just saw me fucking pushing back to the, and me telling Jorjito in there. I can only imagine Lil Vic's like, ah, and I'm like, hoes, hoes, hoes. And right when I say that, Emmy's a shot. She's like, hoes, hoes, hoes. Like the best thing ever.
Wasn't it say... You know how you let little Vic not have, like ditch school, essentially?
Yeah.
Has your parent ever let you ditch school, and what was it for if they did? Like, an excused absence. Do we have them in the room?
I don't think I ever had, like, an exact... I think when I got shot, like, maybe, like, even... Shit. Obviously, no, but it was like, you could go to school... I was just like using, I was like extending the shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I was like, I'm already good after a month, but then out of a sudden, like, ah.
Oh,
it hurts.
Pierna.
It was either that Or if it was like, oh, mom, I'm already late. I'm going to just stay here and work.
And she would let you?
She would sometimes let me.
Damn.
But my sister used to use their period as an excuse.
It is an excuse. Periods can be an asshole.
On your fourth day, you're spotting, girl. Go to school.
How do you know it's their fourth day?
I live with four women in my life.
You're spotting, girl. You're annoying.
That is so funny.
You're annoying. Bro, like,
your stomach doesn't
hurt
that bad.
Some people, the symptoms hurt.
For my sisters, will be on their period and would do everything. The day time is coming to go to school. Eat a bag of hot Cheetos right before.
Shut
like,
up.
Shut up, bro.
That's
go to
why
school.
You have cramps.
Oh, and the biggest fit, there's no pads. Go buy some. My God. They would send me to go buy pads.
That's
fuck
cute.
Them.
That's
oh,
cute.
Wow.
That's
that was embarrassing.
No, it wasn't.
I was like an 11-year-old at the hood liquor store. They're like, what are you getting there for, fool? Your fucking vagina, fool? Like, bro, fuck off. This woman in my life fucking bleeding to death.
Bleeding to
and
death.
And then, bro, that wasn't even the worst. The worst is they had at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they sink. If you sometimes when women live together, their periods sink.
Like yes, they sank yeah. all the time.
They sank.
They sank?
And it was like, why is there blood on the toilet? Like, oh. You know what I mean? Just
give me a high five.
Just fucking food. You can't like, I would just be like, bro, figure it the fuck out.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Vic?
I never had any excused absences.
Really?
Really. My dad was always like, no matter what, you go to school every day. Cause, and then come to find out later on, he used to like be the Michael Jordan of ditching school.
Wait, but didn't he catch you when you ditched with the girl in your room?
Oh, yeah.
And you probably like, couldn't go out for that
go home.
Yeah, he told her to go the fuck home. Hey, he's like, does your mom know you're here? Get the fuck out.
Like, she lived with her head down?
Yeah. Nah, she was like trying to talk back. She was from the hood. I was just like, yo, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
She's like, you're a hater, fool cock blocker.
I'm still going to suck his dick. You can't stop me.
Whoa. Hey, the hood should be like that.
I'm telling
wait,
you.
Wait, did he ever talk to her again? I know you said the story, but did he ever talk to her again after that?
Oh, after that? Yeah. But
did he crack it?
Yeah, okay. That was like.
Just want to make sure you.
It was just a little hurdle we had to get past. You feel me?
Then,
like right before senior year, we broke up for I don't know why.
Aww. Yeah. Well, my mom let me ditch one time so we could go meet Juan Gabriel at the radio station.
Oh yeah.
That was really story. Cool. That's me, my sister, and my cousin. My mom's like, "Do you guys want to go with me?" And then we literally just were camped out of a radio station till Juan Gabriel came.
And that changed your life.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is that. I always thought, like being in radio, we pre-record an interview the day before. So it was a trip out to me that he actually came in the date that the radio station said he was going to be there.
Yeah.
Because they could have got him the day before and said he's coming in the next day, and that's when they ran it, like pre-recording shit. Mm. But we went, and he was there. He smelled like sobaco.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was wearing one of those silk shirts. Anybody that wears a silk shirt, I guarantee you, just stinks.
Sobaco for men.
Yeah.
Or tobacco.
No, sobaco.
Sobaco and tobacco?
No,
imagine
you
smell like both.
Yeah,
like
what's the other word for sobaco?
Armpit?
No.
Axilas.
Angie knows it as that. Huh, Angie?
Yeah, I know it as
she never knew what sobaco meant.
If I know it as both of them.
I'm like, there's two different types of people.
Damn, that was stunk.
That food smell like Badoosie.
He smelled really bad.
That food smell like straight.
Bad.
Damn. R.I.P. He probably just got home from like an all-nighter.
I think that was it. Because it was like 7, 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Did he
die?
Well, he didn't sleep.
Yeah.
Well.
Or Sobaco was doing some cocasos.
Facts.
Yeah.
Shout out to LAFC.
Shout out LAFC.
LAFC, my favorite soccer team ever.
Winning the MLS Cup.
Wow. I can't believe it. The city of champions. You know, this is normal to us, honestly. Yep. Like, I don't even know if we should do a parade because it's just so normal.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying at this point?
Well, you know what's crazy is that the LAFC won a ring for LA before the Clippers did. So I'm just
Which was not surprising.
Which is not surprising at all. Yeah. And their colors are way better than the Clipper colors.
Yeah.
And their stadium is fire.
He's wearing Clipper colors.
You are wearing Clipper colors.
Where? If let's not mistaken, Clipper colors with swag.
Oh. How's the Clipper colors? It's blue.
And
with
red.
The red hat and the white
and
shirt.
White.
This is the old Clipper colors, bro.
Oh, the new Clipper colors?
The new one. The new ones, they don't wear this shit.
What do they wear?
Vintage.
Fucking at home with the fake injury underneath?
They wear fucking wood planks for Kawhi. He's always sitting on the fucking bench.
Yeah, fucking sea warmers. Anyway,
they should just wear these colored jerseys because they're always on the fucking bench anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, let's give a shout out.
Their jerseys, Kawhi's jerseys should just be street clothes. It should just be his regular
just
fit.
Just New Balance all over.
Yeah, just a New Balance tracksuit. He should just ball in that because he's just going to go right back. into the crowd.
But yeah, but man, big shout out to LAFC. You feel
Hell
me?
Yeah.
Shout out to the LAFC bad bitches that be at the games.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love going to those games. I ain't gonna lie, LA Galaxy bitches, they mid. I'm gonna just keep it a buck. They mid over there. LAFC, I see some of them at Reggaetonlandia before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely send the influencers to LAFC.
They definitely send the influencers. And their stadium is nice. Back of
California, yeah, California is
fire. It's a very nice stadium.
It was interesting because that day, LAFC was playing and USC was playing at the same exact
That's
time.
That's why you couldn't get parking. They said not to take your cars because all the parking was going to be for USC. Isn't that crazy?
They got...
Basically, they didn't want to give parking to some Mexicans.
No, because USC owns that whole shit.
Yeah.
So they got priority.
That's crazy.
But are they having a parade and shit?
They had a parade the next day, which is crazy.
Just like that. This shit goes fast. They had a... The thing is, they won the fucking title by like 3 p.m. I'm like, what? Some people aren't even awake by then.
It was a great game. It was a great game. 3-2. It was 3-2, right? The game was 3-2?
It was 2-0. They were up, and then it was 2-1.
Penalties.
Then they tied it, and then Philadelphia went up 3-2, and then they tied it like towards the last like 5 minutes.
Oh, we beat Philly? Damn, Philly getting beat this week.
Yeah, they lost. Wow, the Astros won the World Series.
I didn't want to talk about that.
Shout out to our Houston baddies.
Yeah, shout out. Wow. They're better than Dallas baddies. They're more composed and have great attitude. Shout out, Yaya. But LAFC really did. You know, shout out them for real. I know we're like being sarcastic and clowny, but shout out LAFC for winning the title.
Yeah, biggest LAFC. Title.
And none of us knew that it used to be Chivas USA.
It wasn't, but it got replaced by... Like Chivas USA was here, and then they ceased to exist, and then LAFC
came through. So
okay, Mike, well, you can't say that they just
I said that Galaxy calls LAFC Chivas 2.0.
Clearly, we're not the sports podcast, so let's just move on, okay?
Yeah.
Before we do though, let's go back to sports. Shout out to Juan Toscano.
Shout out to
JTA
on the Lakers.
Hell yeah!
He has a handshake with his girlfriend. And I wanted to like us to look at it. Okay, isn't it like he's never looked more paisa to me than right here? Just like even the way he did it, it looks like he's fucking he's working. Like it looks like he's fucking painting. Like
he did it like ¿qué pasó, manita?
Yeah, he did it. Like he it look. Something like, about that, I was like, that's so Mexican.
The comment Bron done sent him to Mexico.
And he does play in the Mexico League somewhere, right?
So, no, he played for the Mexican national team.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. That's amazing. Like that. I don't know. It just feels very like paisa.
I agree with you. Like, cool. Give me that shit. Like, ¿qué pasó, manita? Chingar a tu madre. Que viva
Rock. Rock. Déjala,
güey. Hey, that's always been a goal of mine.
To have a handshake.
Have a handshake
well, that's
with my
why
bitch.
I brought this up. Okay. Yeah. Have you guys ever had a handshake with a girl?
No.
And also, I think Brown Bag needs a handshake.
That would be cool.
Me and the homies have one.
What's yours?
It's all the homies. We all have separate handshakes, but every handshake starts with two claps. So, like, me and... So, like...
That's right.
All right. So, it's like one, two, and then we go our own separate way here.
Okay.
But every... It's all the homies. Like, me, Andy, me, Valerie. Like, me and the homie Jerome is like... One, two, and then lock. And then me and Andy is 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. And then me and Peasy is, and then we bring it back. And then me and Jakarta is 1-2, close it. And then me and Port is
my favorite.
And then me and Port is 1-2, and then we do the barber shit, and then we bring it back.
Oh, that's so cool.
So all the homies, we all have separate handshakes.
Vic, we gotta do a handshake.
But everything has
I'm down. I'm
What's
down.
Our handshake?
So like, see, that's why I have the two claps tied on me.
Wow.
Because all the homies, there's two claps.
Hell yeah. That's fire.
So are we not your homies? Because we never did a hand. You,
I know.
I don't know. You guys never double clapped with the real one.
You never made a clap for us.
Well, pause. You make a clap for every girl you have sex with.
He does. He does. We've learned
he's
that.
He's Italian, but never.
That is an insensitive rap lyric.
That is a fucking very great rap lyric.
Insensitive.
We're not going to talk about Drake, his album.
No, we don't have to. It's not that good.
That shit was fire.
Drake,
Drake took his mask off. He said, this is who I really am.
Yeah, he's a dirtbag.
I'm a dirtbag. I'm an asshole. I'm misogynistic. And you guys are still going to make it number one.
I don't know.
That was pretty.
I have to see how that pans out for him.
How'd you like this? Did you not like the album at all?
Okay. It was good.
Real quick, let's finish the handshake thing. But yes, I feel like we should have a handshake.
Yes,
I agree. Maybe let's talk about it after the show. Talk yeah. about handshake potentials.
We could like throw like a B in there. Like,
mm-hmm. Nope.
No. Okay.
Nope. Why not?
Why not?
I don't know. I kind of always wanted to do a salute handshake. So at the end, we just salute.
That's well, hard. Just like.
That's hard.
We could do something in between.
But you know what's crazy? Like, so like
this
me and my homie Devin,
Paul Pierce too much. Yeah.
So like, I know, bro. He's a weirdo. But like. Like, I prefer you being a Clipper fan than a Celtics fan. You're doing too much Celtics shit lately. Anyways, but so me and my homie Devin, both of our names start with a D, so when we do the handshake, it's obviously like a blood sign, but it's a D. It's a D. You know what I mean?
You know, I also like in Fresh Prince when they go,
oh, that's so fire. I always wanted to do that.
Can we do something, please?
Okay, yeah, well.
I don't know what, though.
Should we promise the fans that next episode we'll have
something like this, like nopal in la frente?
Are we like two claps spitting each other's back and then wet back?
Nah. Why? Why is he like this? Why is he like
we're
this?
We're not gonna spit on each other's back.
So not in a freaky way. In a very homie way. Like
what? Hey yo,
tell me you're serious. Shake on it. That's valid.
In your bag.
Yo,
we completely forgot about fucking the pandemic and like germs and shit. We're like so past that now. We're just spitting in each other's hands. Like, yeah. You know? 2020. Yeah, 2022 is different.
But yes.
Stop doing that.
What do you do?
He's doing the do.
I know he loves Paul Pierce.
What's yeah. going on with you?
Celtics fan.
He's hanging out in Inglewood.
I do want to do some, like, we need to somehow make it Mexican.
Yeah.
All right. Me too. Arriba!
What's I don't know. What's like some Mexican, like, oh, you know it'd be cool, but I can't whistle if we do like this. And we like do the Mexican
that's
whistle.
That's so cool. I can't whistle. Fine. But we can mouth it.
Yeah.
Look.
Sounds like I'm eating a candy.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm
just kidding. Just a grito.
We gotta figure this shit out, guys.
Yeah, we'll get it.
If Juan Toscano can do whatever the fuck he was making tortillas with his girl,
I know.
We can do it.
Hechos a mano.
Juan Toscano also played alongside one of the best handshakers of all time, LeBron James.
Oh, that fool has so many.
He has so many. He remembers so each many. One of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just want to throw that out there. Also, you guys have never had it with the girl, or you haven't had
I've
it?
I've never
had it.
No.
Never had it.
Oh, okay. What about you and your wifey?
No.
Yeah, we gotta figure this shit out.
I haven't
out,
been
guys.
With the girl long enough to come with a handshake.
Are you having one, Emmy?
Yeah.
That's fire.
What is it?
It's like a...
The fact that
can you do it with one of your hands? Your hand broken or what?
It's not broken. I'm back.
Oh, you're back?
No, I'm not back.
That actually. Looks like, that's my strong hand.
Still hurt. Very hurt. Very hurt. I'm still very, 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 very hurt.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes.
Very hurt. Honestly, yes. I feel like you should go home, bro. I'm happy you're here and working for us, yeah. But I think your hand needs
not working.
Rest.
I'm hanging out.
Yeah. We're losing money by you not having your hand.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I just wish, remember you're going to shoot all that content for me? It was going to be like $100,000 worth of content. And now you can't
edit. That's your editing hand.
Okay. I had to go with somebody else, bro. I just threw the bag at them.
Man. Honestly, I talked to Nova and they said, like, if you don't have like a note from your doctor, you can't come.
Oh shit!
I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, because they're not liable. Shit.
Bro, we were gonna drop such a bag on you. But,
I mean, but it's whatever. But we'll talk to your lawyer. Esther's the lawyer. They should figure it out for you.
Shout out Esther. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes. Back to the handshake.
Can you like throw money?
Let me see how is it.
Oh,
after the novel for sure. That's how we got it.
We should go to the strip club after the novel.
No.
Nah, I don't like the strip club.
Your handshake with your daughter.
Yeah. Oh yeah, what is it like?
It's hard to
do a Vic.
So okay. It would be like I think like one, two, and then we go like that and spin.
People love the ups. Boom, not out. A B.
Boom. Boom.
That's just fly.
Yeah, that is fly.
Then, that's pretty cool.
Shout out you and Abby for having a handshake.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a handshake with your kids?
I don't know. Maybe I should figure that out. I think I should.
Why don't you and Little
I actually taught them to handshake. Like, they'll come up to you and do a fucking strong handshake. I told them they have to have a strong handshake.
You know,
no
one time.
Handshake.
You know, one time I was going to give a guy a handshake and he's like, man, don't grab hands.
They do the arm.
And I was like, bro, chill the fuck out. No, they don't do it. He didn't do that. He didn't whack.
Hold on, do it again.
No, he didn't whack my hand.
Look at me in the eyes.
Let me see. Oh. I would have to suck with my left.
You'd suck me?
No, I wouldn't suck you, but if another man was like, I want to wank your hand.
If another man jerked off your forearm?
Yeah, that's
can
crazy.
Can that be your handshake?
The only other man I let touch my forearm is my tattoo artist. Aww, cute. But he was just like, I went like, yeah, what's up, man? And he was like, man, don't grab hands. Man's. And I was like,
respeto.
Everybody, fuck everybody that I was in line for me to like meet him. He like was like a guest at our school. Everybody was like, do we shake that with hand? Everybody was like, I gotta use the bathroom.
Oh, after.
But I'm like, fool, why'd you like just shake my forearm like that?
Crazy.
But Drake's album, I liked it.
It's for you guys.
It's for us.
It's definitely for you guys. It's definitely not for me.
It's interesting though. Like his, I read a Rolling Stone article about his like career trajectory. And just like character development, and it's like,
or lack thereof.
Yeah, he hasn't really like grown, matured, or like he's kind of talking about the same things. He's 36 now, and then like in comparison to when like Jay-Z was 36,
I know that hurt him. If he reads that Rolling Stone article, that's what's gonna hurt him. Not like I think he was okay with any type of like critique on his album, but essentially the Rolling Stone article was saying like when Jay-Z turned 36, he did this song Beach Chair, of growth, fire, maturity, all that shit. But now when this fool's 36, he's just talking about like
Shots.
And by the way, the rumor is that this fool, and I've heard this rumor for a while, is that this fool has had plastic surgery of his own. So for him to come at girls that get shots done, at least in a negative way, it's like contradictory. Which I'm not shaming any guy that gets their shit done, but it does make sense. It's like, why are you out here going to Mr. Miami for lipo, but then talking shit about a girl that gets butt shots?
Yeah, it was interesting. But aside from that, the album slapped. I couldn't.
Shout out to 21 Savage.
21 Savage. This is one of like the first full. Like, I'm not too much of it. Like, and I've said this before, I'm not too much fan of the Atlanta movement. Like, the music, just the music. It's just not for me. Other like 42 Doug and Lil Baby, that I fuck with them tough. But 21 Savage did his shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was hard.
He did his shit. And very well produced.
Yeah, the beats were fire. Oh, I have to share this moment. Incredible. Never forget it ever in my whole life. So I'm driving. I'm trying to go to Dykeman to see the Dominicanas. It was Thursday night as the album dropped, and I'm driving, and I'm going through Harlem, and I'm listening to, what's that shit? In the ocean, middle of the ocean. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, as I'm driving through Harlem, the beat switches to the second half of it, which is the Dipset sample. And I was like, oh my God. Like, the hip hop head in me like had like a fucking orgasm damn near as I was behind the wheel of a vehicle.
And 21 Savage and Drake gave me an orgasm. That's
the music, the whole, you know, the music did, you know, not them. But it was, I was like, yo, this shit was, it was dope that also he just went on his rap shit. And like, I've never heard him ever like shout out Dipset or like pay homage to them. And I'm a huge Dipset fan. So like having that, as I'm driving through Harlem, I was like, oh shit, this was meant to be.
Shout out hip hop this week, you guys. Shout out you two for being hip hop fucking dweebs.
Yeah.
If you guys could, this is random, right? Give me your top three albums from the 2010s.
I think you've literally asked this already.
2010.
You can't go past 2010.
No.
He's asked it, right?
I don't know. Can we just say overall?
Yeah.
Have I asked this before?
Yeah. Yep. You always ask.
I don't always ask because I don't.
It's
give
your
a
go-to when you go hip hop. This is your go-to.
I hate hip hop.
But when you go to hip hop,
corridos are my shit.
Then okay, can we talk about the song that I really like?
No se va. Okay, so that song's actually really old.
I bet it's old.
But the power of TikTok does these things where songs go from being unknown to the most known thing in the world. And what really made it known is this Paisa and this.
This little kid and his grandma's dancing together.
That's not what made it popping.
Well, that's what I saw.
That's what you saw? But it's the Paisa and the girl. They're dancing this song and, like, very, very well. Like, they're on beat. And they went viral. You know the book.
No se va.
Oh, we're going to get copyrighted. But, yes, that song is. But the good thing about Spanish music.
I really like that song so much.
What do you like about this song?
I have it on repeat.
Rip it.
Ribbit?
It's turning me.
Get you flabbergasted.
Okay. I saw it from the TikTok. It's a little boy who turns a song on to dance with his abuelita. And then I'm like, that's the cutest thing ever. I want to know what that song is. And I've just been listening to it over and over again.
I hate when I find a song and I burn it out myself.
I'm burning it the fuck out. Mm. Do not come in my car. We are listening to that again.
I've been burning out Treacherous Twins by Drake and 21. nonstop.
Right, bro, we got onto our Mexican suck right their now. Dick already. Right. Well, you're a Dykeman, okay.
Shout out Dykeman.
I didn't find any Dominicans, by the way.
Yeah. Why not?
Because you're he's fucking.
I did find some at Starlets.
Drake in 21 Savage. That's
no, I did find some at Starlets though.
I have to tell you guys something real quick, and this is gonna. I wanted to do this first, but then we got into our shouting out the live show. But and I know we talked about it a little bit during Dia de los Muertos, but it's getting sad time. So I just want to make space for being sad. I've been really sad this past weekend, and I think I've been sad, like I've mentioned it. But it's just, I just want to throw it out there. Sadness happens.
Sadness very much happens.
Yeah.
And this weather does not help.
It doesn't help. And even like the time going back doesn't help either. Like it just being darker earlier, it's just giving a lot of nighttime vibes and people sleepiness vibes. And that all accumulates and pushes towards like depression and sad
seasonal
stuff.
Depression.
Yeah. But I know just even more so like Thanksgiving is coming around personally. And hopefully one day I'll be able to like talk a little bit more about it as I'm like getting more comfortable with, I think just more the audience than with you guys. Thanksgiving and then like the custody stuff with my oldest son has been really hard on me. But I know that that is really hard on a lot of people. It's hard for the kid. It's hard for the parents. Holidays, either separating it or going to like different houses and shit like that. And I don't know. I just wanted whoever needs to hear it, you're not alone. And just lean on the people that you do have with you, because that's something that I realized too. I could get like super sad about like the stuff going on with my oldest, but then I also have to remember like I have two little ones that are so excited, and these are their first Thanksgivings, and it's like they're looking forward to what we're gonna do and stuff like that. So it's hard to like lose sight of it. To lose sight of that, I think there's a lot of parent guilt. I won't even just say mom guilt, because I know dads go through it too.
Facts.
That like you feel like deprimido, you feel sad that there's a person that's missing, but then you don't let yourself enjoy it with the people that are there. So if I could be your homegirl in any sense, and to just say, along with I'm sure the people that love you, like enjoy the people that you have there with you. And also it's not always gonna be this hard.
That's facts.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just been, holidays are here, and I think that people don't talk about that enough. Or, like, we mention it, and then.
Holidays are a little tricky, even for people, like, but I know, like, situations like yours with kids. Like, even I have a lot of homies that, like, unfortunately, they can't see their kid unless they're with their baby mama.
Yeah.
Which is like, damn, I know you don't want to be with her, dog, but it's, hey.
This is the only way.
You got to thug it out, you know? Mm-hmm. Even though you're not allowed to come around, if you do come around, it's a constant battle of arguing and we're pieces of shit, and your homies are nothing, but. We are your, like, right hand, your shoulder to cry on and shit like that. So I know a lot of homies that are dealing with that, deal with a lot of family problems and shit like that. So, and then even homegirls.
Yeah.
They beef it with baby daddy. Baby daddy calls them all types of fucking mean-ass words.
Or the suegras. It's hard to just be around the family
Bro,
sometimes.
Dealing with families, like.
And that's what we're getting into. We're into that season.
Yeah. And I think even, like a perfect, like, a good example is, like, I think it's dope to when people have examples like you and your baby mama, Vic, where you guys get along very well. Yeah. You guys are able to
And that takes hard work. That takes a lot of ego removing from both of you.
Mm-hmm. Co-parenting is one of the craziest things I've heard. Like, seeing, because I've heard the most craziest co-parenting stories.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, y'all breaking each other's cars, kidnapping each other's kids?
Yeah.
Like, that shit sounds crazy. Or, like, you or people go to, you know, like, I know people that have gone to court and, like, I even have homies that have done fucked up shit to their baby daddy.
Yeah.
And as a guy, I'm like, all right, seeing homies be in love with their kids, like, love them dearly.
Yeah.
And then be like, well, fuck, for your homegirl's a piece of shit. And I'm like, homegirl's a piece of shit. Like, you know what I mean?
You see
and
it like, from
you,
outside.
Yeah, you, like, lie on the homie or the homie lies on it. You know, it's just wild.
And a lot of it comes from, like, spite and, like, ego.
A lot of it is ego.
You know, control, I don't power, want this person that. To do this, or this person is, you know, already dating, and I'm not gonna like let that happen. Fuck that.
Not around my kids.
Not around my kids. Yeah, that's I could tell you guys like from the other side of it, to where I've had like our relationship wasn't perfect. Mm-hmm. Me and my son's mom, it wasn't perfect at all at the beginning, because it's a lot of like lingering feelings still there.
Right.
You know, what the fuck you mean you have this stranger around my son? My son like is like 2-3 years old. I'm like nah. You know, and then I'm just like me being like very reserved to like. As everybody knows, like, I date all the time. You know, I have a new one. Yeah, every few months. But I don't introduce anybody damn near to my son.
Right.
Like, I'm very, like, strict on that. Because I take it very serious, you know what I'm saying? And that goes down to, like, that's even respect for, like, his mom because she doesn't do that. You know, it's like Vic has a stepdad and they've been together, like, for years and everything's cool. Everything's cordial. It's so much better this way for people that are, like, trying to beef with their baby mama or, like, out-petty each other. Like, that shit is not the way to go. And I seen it from, as a kid, the perspective of my parents literally hating each other. And even till today, like, their relationship isn't good. And it's, like, that shit's hard, especially around the holidays.
Holiday time. Trying to figure out Because you gotta, like, you gotta choose
up. And then, really, if you don't, you're not really enjoying either one. You're going to spend an hour and a half with this family. Then you're jetting down the 105 to go spend time with the other family. By that time, you're already tired.
Right.
And you didn't even really spend quality time with either. You didn't get to... You know that feeling, like, you get to somewhere and then there's, like, a little, like, settling feeling, like, takes, like, an hour to get, like, really comfortable and everybody get in the right mood and shit? You don't feel that way with either one, and then you just end up, like, the holiday felt like a chore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not the way people want to have it. People want to sit there, especially, like, a Thanksgiving. That's, like, my favorite holiday. Just, you just want to sit there. You want to eat your food. You want to relax. You want to laugh.
Get drunk.
Get drunk. You know what I'm saying? And have the kids run around, enjoy it and stuff like that. And, you know, so this time of year can be really hard, especially, you know, when you look at a table and then you also notice, like, the people that were there last year and are missing this year.
Yep.
You know, like, I'm, you know, like, I have an uncle who, like, lost, like, two of his brothers in the past year and stuff like that. Like, you know, just stuff like that. Like, it's
all really of that sad. Just is, like, more in your face during the holidays.
Yeah.
It's family time.
Yeah.
And even if there isn't a, even if you're a full family, shit's still about to go down. Like, there's always plato at fucking Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And Christmas. And if it's not, if it might be you. Sometimes I'm the one that fucks that shit up. But it's like, fuck, like, that happens. I just think sometimes we get so lost in that moment. Or think that no one else goes through it. But I think I remember one time it was just like a really bad Thanksgiving. And I remember I went to my hairdresser like a couple days later. And she's like, bitch, me too. Like, let me tell you what my sister did. And it just helped me be like, all right, it's not just us. It's not, I'm not just a black sheep. Just shit happens. Like, shit happens everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's just like, even if you're on your, either if you're being on your fuck shit or you're just not in the mood, just give yourself that, like, because sometimes it's easy for... Since there's so much family there, to get a lot of judgment on you, on who you are, how you are, all of that. Understand it, but don't take that in. I think a lot of times we, like, we become the words people say to us. And it's just really important for you to be like, give yourself that grace too. Sometimes you're the fucking plate though. And it just is what it is.
And also, you guys, this is a fucking word of advice. Don't try to go two places in one day. Divide the days because, look, if you go to one person first, they're going to be like, oh, well, the next one's more important than me. Like, oh, you're saving the best for last. That's where you're going to get. So what I've seen people do, there's a cheat code. We're going to turn it to a little more positive thing, right? You just be like,
sorry, hey. I got sad.
Be like, it's okay. Be like, look, I'm going to be with you all of Thanksgiving, but on the 25th for the recalentada, I'm going to be with this person all day. Yeah. So you give everybody the exact same time, just a different day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it. But obviously, yes, in the perfect world, you would want everybody you're happy with to be with each other. Like, just perfect example. This is going to be the first Thanksgiving. I have Friendsgiving with all my homies and all my homegirls.
Amazing.
This is going to be the first Friendsgiving, where my homegirl Allison doesn't come around. And she's going to be... You know, all my homegirls, they don't see eye to eye. She just happens to be the person that doesn't see eye to eye with the rest of them. I love her dearly. I love everybody else dearly. But, you know, she knows, like, this is the first Thanksgiving, Christmas, that she's kind of going to be alone. You know what I mean? Not alone because, you feel me, she called me, I'll pull up. But, you feel me, it's just...
It's just one of
those things, you know what I mean? And, hey... But shit, though, I'll be at the Novo, so that's a cool thing. They got to be cordial there.
Hey, fake it.
Or just go get a drink at downstairs at the bar. But yeah, I feel like be with whoever makes you happy. Even if you guys don't have nowhere to go to and people invite you, don't think it's a petty party. People just generally have big hearts.
Yeah.
My family, we stay taking people in for the holidays. Yeah. Like, you ain't got nowhere to eat and shit and cry. come eat and shit and cry with us.
Yeah.
Don't shit here, but you can eat and cry here.
Oh, big shits go down on Thanksgiving. What you mean? Big shit.
Like diarrhea.
We have like three bathrooms, so there's like a poop bathroom that's designated for just shitting.
Damn, what a way to shit in our fucking little apartment.
No.
I'm just kidding. But yes, let the dumb, I've never thought about how much of a prick it is to have more
different
than one bathroom.
Yeah,
so like Letty's like Lil Vic was using the bathroom when we were recording the thing, and I was like, and Letty's like, I have another bathroom full. And I was like, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go shit on the other one.
Oh god.
Shout out Chick-fil-A.
oh yeah, we did eat Chick-fil-A.
But dude, yes. But shit, man, you know, enjoy yourselves. You know, try to make it as positive as you can. Yeah. You know what I mean? And even if you stay in with a little breezy, make sure you guys watch a good Thanksgiving movie.
And if you need to cry, cry. Crying helps. Crying gives you the best naps. So it's just don't just don't judge yourself. The world's
crying
already
gives
judging
you. The best naps.
It does. Eesh. The world's already judging you. Just don't judge yourself. Give yourself grace.
And,
amen.
And don't go through like Instagram stories, because you know my family are gonna be living it up.
Yeah. But sometimes fuck shit happens. No one puts the fuck shit on Instagram. So just remember that.
Yeah.
Speaking of fuck shit,
Is Brown Bag having a Friendsgiving? Of course we are.
I think we should next week. Let's decide a plate.
I feel like plate.
What plate are you bringing? What dish are you bringing to Brown Bag Friendsgiving?
What dish is one of my sisters and my mom gonna make? Can I ain't cooking
You're
shit?
An ass.
Vic isn't cooking either.
Yes, I am.
Get the fuck out of here, Vic.
Vic will go to like Boston Market and get some shit and bring it.
Wait, steamed rice.
Vic gonna make baby mama cook Funko Boil for us.
Oh, that would be fire. I think she'll
would
do
not
it.
Do she that. She would not do that.
Like
that.
No, it's just like.
I'm like, she don't like us, huh?
No, it's just like, you don't like cook for your
I say
ex,
we
man.
Get
like,
pan con pavos fried.
She's cooking for the pot.
She's cooking for the pot.
Remember last time you said you went over her house and she was like, hey, you guys want pupusas? My tia made some or some shit.
Yeah, but she didn't make them.
Yeah. So know? I'm thinking that's where he's getting it from.
I get you.
Okay, no, I get you. Okay, now that I think about it. If like my
imagine
girl,
your girl
she like, cooked for her ex, man. Like,
for her ex baby daddy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Elbow to the face.
Not he stays baby daddy. Yeah. He's not an ex baby daddy. He stays baby daddy. He's his baby daddy.
Oh, you are baby daddy, actually. Yeah. Ex man. But yes, now that I think about it,
Yeah, no.
That's
yeah.
Okay, but what if we like we support
okay,
the
what's
business?
Your dish, bro?
Okay. I'm gonna go with costillas con salsa verde. Mom.
His mom's making it tonight. He's gonna keep it for a week.
My mom is making me that today.
Yeah.
I made sure that she's like.
Okay, I think we should get the pan con pavo. Salvi's make the best Thanksgiving.
I'm not Salvi.
Turkey.
Don't look at me for Letty?
We gotta work on it, my
fans.
Son.
What's the deal? Who's gonna bring us some pancong?
I think Pupusa downtown LA. They have like a really good spot. That's where
ooh,
we
I'll
ate
bring
that
pupusas.
One time.
I'll bring
okay,
pupusas.
No, but we're having like a potluck, right? Like a potluck.
A potluck. That's a potluck. We're having a potluck.
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 Yeah.
I got the costillas con salsa verde and arroz.
Okay.
Well, my mom does, but I'll pay for it.
Vic, what are you bringing?
Potato salad.
What?
Just kidding. I was trying to think of the most European thing I could say.
He's bringing the dishes.
I'm bringing the casserole.
I'm bringing the Caesar salad.
Okay,
I'm bringing
we
the
have
casserole.
To already choose this. What are you
okay,
bringing?
Okay, I said mine.
Vic.
And my mom's.
Frito pie.
Bro,
Vic, come on.
I don't know. What the fuck you want me to make? Enchiladas. All right.
You're not making enchiladas.
Me and my grandma will make enchiladas.
Me and my grandma. Vic, what are you going to make?
Me and my grandma will make enchiladas by hand.
You'll make dead ass.
I will pull up.
I need a video recording of you making
it's
going to
be both of us.
Nah, yeah, first I don't make shit. My mom's going to send me to buy the car and it goes.
Okay, that's too many entrees, okay? Just so you guys know, enchiladas, the
have
costillas.
Have you seen the pod? We're
no,
getting,
no, no.
We're
costillas, enchiladas, and turkey is a big.
Are you making
you're
the turkey?
A big ass turkey?
Are you making the turkey
con pavo?
Are you making that?
Yes. No, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to make it for Thanksgiving. I'm not going to make it 2 weekends in a row. That's going to take away all my time.
It's okay, your mom. You did with that.
Wait, so what? So you want me to bring a side?
And maybe you might have to bring a side.
I ain't no side dish, though.
Yeah, you feel me? I want to be the main
course.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Yeah, it's okay. Damn.
What?
I thought this was going to be easier.
Okay, what are you bringing?
Mac and cheese.
Okay, so who's bringing the main dish?
The mate, we're gonna look for somebody.
Oh,
to
we're,
do
oh, we're, oh.
Fucking
say
turkey.
That. Okay, then I'll bring some.
I'll bring the frijoles. I'll bring the frijoles. No?
With pan con pollo?
Frijoles? On Thanksgiving?
I'm on the side. I'm trying
why
to
why are we
side.
Choosing one Salvi dish?
We're not. Salvi's make really good turkey.
Yeah, low key.
Mexican turkey's not, like, there's not even a thing for Thanksgiving.
I was gonna talk shit, but I forgot you either bought that Mexican
yeah. pan con pavo for Salvi, Thanksgiving is
Salvi,
bomb, no, dog.
Salvi pan con pavo, because that's what my family's look like. My brother-in-law Salvi, so yeah. they're making his mom cook that for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That shit same. That's why it's my job on Thanksgiving.
Every Salvi. Bro, I use all my homies' Salvis for one thing during the year. And that's fucking pan con pavo, dog.
It's a shit. So we're going to have pan con pavo.
Okay, and then I'll bring mashed potatoes.
See, that's a side. What can you bring?
Caesar salad.
Cranberries.
Okay.
Vic, a side, Vic.
I don't want to bring a side.
Vic, just bring a fucking side. You're making this so difficult.
Steamed rice, bro.
You're being the Plato, dog. You're being the rice
on pan con pavo con pollo.
I don't
want
to bring. You want me to just bring Spanish rice?
Pavo con pollo, pan con pavo.
Pan con pavo, whatever the fuck.
Spanish rice. Okay, I'll bring Spanish rice. And I'll make it myself.
You're a rice maker?
No, by hand. My Spanish hands.
Okay, you're bringing mac and cheese?
Yeah, I'll do mac and cheese.
Actually, can I get the mac and cheese and you get the mashed potatoes?
Oh, my God! I don't want to do this anymore!
It's so much more easier to make mac and cheese.
Okay, you make the mac and cheese. I'll take care of the fucking pan con pavo. You're gonna...
Spanish rice.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. Look, pumpkin pie. He was ready to say that.
He's gonna buy that at fucking Ralph's.
You're gonna rob Costco.
Okay, Jose Ache, what are you bringing?
I don't know.
Chips.
I'm gonna buy some.
Yeah. Portland casserole.
Portland casserole.
Angie.
Can somebody bring...
What?
She's going to hire me to chew.
Oh, bring some bomb-ass salsa. How about that? You know how to make salsa?
Okay.
That's cool. That's cool with me.
Who else is here? Josh. Convenient. Okay.
I'll take that back. I'll give you the mac and cheese, but I'll buy the little meatballs from fucking Porto's.
Oh, yeah.
That's
good.
That's valid. That's valid.
Yeah. But you're not cooking. Everybody else has to cook. You don't have to cook.
Hey, fuck? For nobody told you not to waste your money.
Make the mac and cheese.
Fuji. Yeah, your shit's not going to be good. It's going to sit there in your house.
It's fine. We're doing it here.
We're doing it at your house. It's way more comfortable there.
We're doing it here. We're doing the podcast here.
I like how we're inviting each other ourselves to your house.
All right. Well, there's that part. Okay. Did we get that out of the way? Angie, can you please come for sombra sala?
Sombra sala. With a little twist of Americanized sombra sala.
Yeah. It's almost Americanized, but not really, because these bitches is bitches. They're being super fucking novelieras right now.
They're being fucking
super novela.
Fucking teracitas, huh?
Yeah, okay. It's all going down. Angie, I'm glad you're here, okay? We got to talk about this.
Yeah, because you're actually putting me on Chisme this
Angie,
week.
Come on.
I know, you didn't tell me.
Selena Gomez and her homegirl, Francia. Francia is the girl that gave Selena her kidney, okay?
Wow, her kidney.
Her kidney.
Another reason to fucking get drunk.
What?
Selena Gomez and her Francia. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay,
El Cucuy's daughter.
El Cucuy's daughter's name is Francia. El Cucuy, like, legendary radio host out here in L.A. Francia was also on Bring It On 2, the sequel to Bring It On, and her name was Letty in that movie. That's why I never really fuck with her. So it's really hard to be on her side, but I'm on her side this time, okay?
Uh-huh.
So
she's
on her side like a kidney. Go ahead.
On her side like... Selena's kidney. So Selena was looking for a kidney transplant. I think she has lupus. It has something to do with lupus, right? She couldn't find a match. And then one day, Francia was like, okay, let me see. Maybe I might be a match. It was a long shot, but she ended up being the match. So she legit gave her homegirl her kidney.
Saved her life.
Literally saved her
Fast
life.
Fast forward years. Literally. It's been a couple years, a few years. And then Selena Gomez was talking about Taylor Swift. And she said something along the lines of, she's my only friend in the industry. E! News posted it. And Francia commented, interesting. And everybody was like, damn. Because low-key, granted, Francia isn't in the music industry. But she is in, like if her dad was in radio and she was an actress, she kind of can feel like she's
entertainment
in
industry.
Yeah, that's how I took it, entertainment.
Yeah. And so they were talking about the post that she did. And then Selena Gomez commented, I'm sorry I didn't name everyone I know, which is even more shade.
Worse.
Now they're going back at each other, and then people checked, and Francia is not following Selena.
Oh, yeah, I checked that part.
Yeah. So
Selena's still following Francia, but Francia's not following her.
I wish there was like a law where, like, if the person you gave your kidney to is mean, you can ask for your kidney back.
Yeah, you can take it back.
You selfish piece of shit.
Ask Taylor Swift for her European fucking kidney.
Say that. Yeah.
Come on.
And you know what's fucked up? Because the Selenators or whatever their name is, they're going to come for us.
They should give her the kidney if they love her so much.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Like if I give
it's
you,
really fucked
like if I give Letty my kidney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just but let's
then,
just say
no. But
which
let's
I don't
say,
think you want my kidney.
No, like, let's say you give me your kidney. Mm. And then I say, dude, the only person in podcasting that is like my ride or die
Joe Budden
is Vic. And then it's literally like we don't even mention.
Oh, I'm kidnapping you and taking to a surgery room somewhere in the black market. In the
black market.
I'm getting my kid back. And then I'm gonna just drop you out in front of your house and have Jorge find you and then write a note on you.
Broken kidneys.
You give her your kidney, asshole. Yeah, that's
isn't that pretty fucked up?
That's super fucked up.
Probably one of the meanest things I've heard. And then let's just like say that like Selena Gomez considered her like a real life best friend, not just an industry best friend. Maybe it just took it out of context, or something. Yeah, out of context. But like then you don't go back and comment. Like you call her individually and be like, "Oh my god, you know what I mean?" Because to be a friend, you'd have to like I don't have to mention all my friends all the time.
Yep.
The real ones, no.
Yeah.
She's Francia said. I'm pretty sure Francia commented. Where she was like, I was expecting to be mentioned in this.
Yeah, somehow, way or another.
Francia, that's where you fucked
or
up.
Or you don't know what it is? Francia might know some real shit between Selena and Taylor. Ooh, be like, this. Yeah. You're calling this girl your only friend? Like, she might know, like,
she knows the alternate best friends be knowing all the dirt.
All the dirt. Like, if literally I post a photo with someone in radio and I'm like, my best friend, Angie could really be like,
No, but she has.
And I'm like, uh-huh.
And that's cute. But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, nice that's cute. That's, she's so cute.
Yeah. Wow. Look at her.
Stop being mean to Ellie.
Not even Ellie. You're an ass. Okay, for example, my friend Spicy is in radio.
Oh, yeah.
And I had her on Power. And I'm like, yeah, my best friend Spicy. So if I were to post with Spicy, but Angie would know, like, okay, they're on radio. But also, if I'm like, Spicy's my only friend, and I just like,
effed up.
And it's fucked up to me because it's like, obviously, Taylor Swift, there's hardly many people that like have more clout than her.
Yeah.
So for her to just be like, oh, yeah, Taylor Swift is my only friend. Yeah. Is like, I feel like if Francia was as big as Taylor Swift, she would say that.
Yeah.
And that's fucking grimy. Mm-hmm. It's like, it shouldn't matter how big that person is for them to be like acknowledged as your best friend.
It shouldn't rely on status.
Yeah.
How close friends you are. It should rely on, I gave you my kidney, bitch.
Yeah,
I fucking saved your life, bitch.
Yeah, Francia, get your kidney back, fool.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
I don't think you can.
How are they going
to open because they signed off and shit.
But plus, somebody,
I hope she got some money out of that, though, at least.
No, because like, she was sold a her good kidney. Friend. And yeah. Her, like, here, girl.
She was just
if you needed a kidney, I would look for one for you.
Yeah, for sure. I would look for one for you, too. You wouldn't even think
of giving him your kidney?
I mean, first, let's look.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the thing. She did look, and she couldn't find a donor. Yeah.
None of the Selenators had no fucking kidneys.
If Angie needed a kidney, I'd give her a kidney. And if I was her match, I'd give her. And I feel like she would give me her kidney.
Wow, that's real
I
love.
I need a thyroid.
My thyroid is bad, too.
Yeah. I need a thyroid.
Fuck, we're fucked.
The okay. fuck is that?
It's like it balances your hormones. It creates your hormones, all of that. Girls, get some. If you have thyroid problems, you're not alone. Me and Angie are right there
with
you.
What is that?
It's in your throat?
Yeah, it's in your throat.
It's a thyroid. It's a gland. It's a gland.
No.
Stop it.
God, nobody
we
heard
all
that.
Have a thyroid gland. We heard it. We were just ignoring it.
Did I know what I was saying?
No. So it is responsible for the hormones that you make. And sometimes girls either have overactive or underactive. It's a whole shit.
Whole world.
But I say all of that to say George Lopez did the same shit. Is he as piece of shit as Selena or is he worse?
What did he do?
Well, yeah, no, that was with his ex-wife.
Yeah, so his wife gave him her liver, then he divorced her.
I think that was pretty smart.
How?
It's bad that Selena does it?
You know why? Because you can't get a prenup on the liver.
I feel like Juvenile said something one time. He said, if a bitch leave me, I'm going to take everything from her. And it just comes to mind. I don't know why. It's just like pretty fucked
up. So Selena's a piece of shit, worst person in the world. But George Lopez did it to his wife.
And that's cool.
Do they have kids together?
Yes.
I mean, it's probably a fair trade. If they, you know, I don't know how much finances.
How could
finances
you justify him but not?
Wait.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Already rich.
It's one thing. One has a dick. The other one is a woman.
No. One has money.
Well, that's what we're taking it out.
Right, they both have money, dog.
I know, but the other one didn't get compensated financially.
Oh, so you're saying like if she took half after the friendship breakup, there should be friendship prenups.
On God.
There should be like all the shit that we spent on going out together. Because
the thing is, okay, yes, George Lopez, you know, he made off with like a new kidney. But, you know, when they
she'd probably set for life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know, though. Trade. I don't know if she is or not.
But a kidney probably ain't. I mean, my boy George, you know, he getting that paper. George Lopez show is on everywhere, Nick at Night, all day, every day.
It's the principle. It's so, I gave you a fucking kidney because you're my husband. Then you divorced me to be fucking all these little Latinas.
Okay, but did they divorce because of the kidney giving or
they divorced afterwards?
Okay, yeah. So you're saying just because I helped you out one time, we're supposed to be
one time, one time.
What I'm saying is, okay,
if you gave dumbass your kidney and then she left you,
when she's using that kidney to drink with another man,
Shut the fuck up. Well, when it's crimes against men,
that bitch getting kidnapped and getting taken. My thing is my thing though, right? Okay, let's just say that she cheated on him.
Doubted, but
I don't think he cheated. Okay, if you can, have you seen her?
She bad? Okay.
Please, have you seen him?
Yeah. Google.
No, I know. I already know. Yeah. I already have this image in my mind.
Oh, she's active?
No.
I don't know.
Google. I don't want to be mean.
I don't want to be mean. I love my Latino people.
She's not Latina. Love.
She's not.
Oh my God. Oh, none of you know shit.
Forget it. You know? She owed this hardworking Mexican man a kidney, if anything.
I think she conquered his ancestors.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah, I'm running off with the kidney, too.
She had a little extra to spare, honestly.
Yeah. It was taking too much room.
So, who's not going to your Friendsgiving? We know Francia is not, and Selena Gomez are not going to be at each other's Friendsgiving this year. Who's not at your Friendsgiving and why? Why is it Cali? Why is it Cali?
That's what might bring his girl, and they might start fighting in front of my family. And, you know, my family is very... You know, feminist, and Kelly can't be talking to his girl straight away in front of my mom and sister.
He would get like that in front of, damn, Kelly.
Nah. And then he might get jumped by all the girls in my family.
Oh, yeah. For
sure. So Kelly is not coming. I'm just
Kelly
kidding.
Is not coming.
Kelly could come. He just can't bring his Arab relationship side.
Oh, my God.
But he could definitely come.
To eat and all that.
I feel like Swift, like, I'm going to invite Swift, but, like, he might bring his girl, and that might just be, like, a whole thing.
See, that's how I feel about Kelly.
Super toxic. Yeah. Like, super toxic.
Fuck, Swift.
She was supposed to pick him up from the airport, and then she, like, saw something, and then she made him wait in for the airport like 2 hours and didn't pick him up when we came back from New York.
So he'll learn.
I was like, damn, I felt bad.
Angie?
Angie's not coming?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh,
she won't come.
One time that I didn't go to her Halloween party.
Is that what you've been this petty for the last 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't go.
I was there. Not a good time.
I know you said that.
You did. You were there. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to you.
Honestly, I would have been there, but I was raving. The rest of you guys?
Yeah, and you went to go look at trees.
The what? Oh, yeah. I went to Lake Tahoe. I went to Yosemite and then came back. Whole weekend thing.
With the other best friend?
No, with my sister and my niece. It's not then. Like I dished her for a guy or if I dished her for another best friend.
Does that matter?
That's all I'm saying. Like, one time.
Hey, bro, the cut's twitching right now.
You know, it's not coming. To your Thanksgiving. So Swift's not invited?
Nah, he is, but...
You know the energy's coming.
Yeah,
inviting him.
Yeah, like that energy is like, it's like exhausting. Cause like that, you know those people that aren't afraid to like just trip on somebody in front of everybody.
That's her.
Yeah, like you know when it's awkward in front of you, you're like, oh shit.
That's Cali.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I didn't make it specific. Yeah, I just said you know that person. Like,
yeah.
It's men
write
and
in
women,
the comments you know? Who's not going to your Friendsgiving and why. We want to shout you guys out for that.
I'm trying to think about who. Yeah, there's a lot of people not coming this
year.
Well,
Allison.
Okay, yeah, but she's not coming. She's not coming.
Yeah, they're not
seeing eye to eye. Fuck off, Allison.
No, not fuck off, Allison.
I'll bring you a plate on the side.
Oh, that's so nice.
Nah, I'm not bringing shit. I'll be drunk. All right, Brownback shout-outs?
Brownback shout-outs. Okay, there was a guy that came up to me at Ulta, and I want to half shout you out. I'm not going to shout you out because you gave me the wrong last name. But I'm going to shout out your daughter. His daughter's name was like Sophia Blue or something. And she was really cute. And she only spoke Spanish. Oh, and I was like, shout out to you little girl. But he came up to me. He was like, hi. And I was like, nope. Wrong lady's last name. It's another radio person's last name. And then who else did I want to shout out? Oh, the person on our Instagram. There was someone that took their daughter. It's actually the girl that twerked on you.
Oh.
The girl that twerked on you that we talked about last episode, She and her man took their daughter to Disneyland, and her man was wearing the LA-based and biased shirt
at
Disneyland. And shout out to you guys. That
shout
was really
out my good
cool.
Peoples.
Shout out to
I like how
her non-hall pass, Vic.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a hall pass.
That bunny okay. over you, Doug?
I mean,
I feel her.
Any shout outs?
Shout out to Carson Post Office.
Shout out to Carson Post Office.
That's a comment saying that they wanted it on Spotify. But the Carson Post Office listens.
Big shout out to the Carson Post Office.
What's the comment? Read the comment.
We need this on Spotify from the Carson Post Office.
Oh, that's so awesome. Shout out to everybody that listens to us everywhere that you listen to us. We really appreciate you. Hell yeah. Makes it worth it. We literally go through so much.
I like how people were like, they come through Candle without the podcast. Cut. We're the podcast on Spotify. Cut.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. My Wi-Fi was trashing.
Yeah.
And also.
He was trying to chase little boricuas everywhere.
Yeah.
No, that was before. That was before. It wouldn't work.
The Wi-Fi both, was so bad. Both were shit.
Yeah. Didn't work out either way. But can we talk about really quick how sad the Día de los Muertos episode was? I literally, I'm not going
to
lie.
Fuck up. I tried to watch it at the gym.
I couldn't finish it. Yeah. I was literally bawling. It was beautiful. Bawling, it was so crying. Sad.
I was honestly in my bed and I was reading it and I'm like.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not like.
Daddy died and I was just pouring.
Yeah.
That's why I texted you guys.
Yeah, like this is going to be so crazy.
I feel like Mickey Mouse Christmas movie in the
choir working because it was so sad.
It was so sad. I'm like, how is this?
And you guys, by the way, Jose and Angie had to go through all these.
Yeah, they had.
No, you know some real MVPs.
Jose to reply to the group chat, shit, shot as fuck, dog. And we're like, and then I was like, fuck, I don't want to see it. And I'm so glad that YouTube gives copyright because we're going to put Sleepwalking, which would have made this shit 10 times sadder.
Sad.
The songs that you put there were a very balanced song.
Yeah. But it was still so sad.
And that's the one
I couldn't finish watching it. I got like halfway through it, through all the like photos and stuff. And I was just like, yo, it was after I came back from New York. It was like Saturday. I was just like, all right, I need to watch this.
Right.
And then I was like, yo, I can't make it through. Like, I was just so emotional. Just seeing all these people, like, seeing how recent a lot of the passings were.
How young.
Reading the messages.
Dog, the sad ones were like, where you see, like, them post, like, their kids. And, like, I think one of them posted their little brother that passed away. He was only 11.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, and then he was my age. So he passed away 2011, probably when I was 11 as well.
Yeah.
And also, shout out the homie Chato from the Hood sister that uploaded his picture that I didn't even know.
Oh, that
she watched the
that
she watched the he also comes out in LA Originals, the homie. I mean Esteban Oreo put a picture of him on there.
That's awesome.
And then I see him when I was watching the thing, I was like, I didn't know how many people watched our show that
like know each other.
And
or
I'm like,
like,
oh shit. So yeah, man, RIP Chato. He was a very, very great energy. You know how we always clown and talk about like Cholos back in the day, their energy and their respect was so amazing.
Yeah.
He was so cool with my mom and my sisters. We actually hit him in our house once.
Nice.
Swear to God. And it was just, and he was a good time, you know?
Yeah.
He unfortunately passed away from cancer at a very young age, but, you know, he's resting in peace now.
Yeah.
But yeah, seeing him, like, seeing shit like that, but then also, yeah, like, oh, that shit was sad.
I seen one of a girl who was, sitting on the 6th Street Bridge.
Yeah, and she just like, passed away.
That shit is brand new.
Yeah,
that shit made me so sad.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Yeah. I had to stop it at some point at the gym.
You know what's wild? There's people, and so let's just reiterate it here. I saw far too many people that passed away from a drunk driver, and I think there was an older gentleman, and the note was like, hey, you guys, just be careful. Like, my dad or my grandpa passed away from a drunk driver, and let's just be so aware of that.
Yeah,
especially during the holidays. You know, we all have drinks. We all enjoy and indulge with our family.
With Uber and Lyft, there's no reason to drive drunk, to be honest.
Especially when you know on these holidays, like, yo, I'm going to drink. Like,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Or just stay there.
I've been very good. I did it a couple times before, I'm not going to lie. But I've been very good. I prefer spending $50, an extra $100 tonight, than spending or taking somebody's life or getting
or
a DUI.
Own.
Oh, facts.
Because, you know, you never want to get a DUI. You never want to crash into something, damage fucking city
property,
and that's just expensive, or get a ticket, or unfortunately, some people do get their life taken by drink drivers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but dude, seeing those shits were like, sad. I'm like, damn, Angie Jose, y'all went through a lot of these motherfuckers.
I told you. And nobody replied back.
Yeah. Well, it was like
just crying
midnight. Like, by yourself, you and your Disney Channel.
Mickey, be louder.
Also, we didn't even get to all of them.
Yeah.
So we just want to send our love, even if you made it or you didn't make it, onto the collage. I do want to just notice and just, I guess, acknowledge that for us it was sad, but for the people that sent it, it was their place to get their family commemorated.
That was
because
fire.
They don't have it, you know, for us. And this is what we want our platform for. It to be also be your platform.
To share it,
And shout out the people that surprised their loved
ones
by the... I seen some girl that her boyfriend sent in
the photo of
her dad. Her dad's photos, and she like saw it.
Dude,
sorry, that's a burp.
Oh, shit. And Letty smelled it.
Oh, you burped in her mouth.
Oh, I burped that way, and it was Chipotle, which is very good.
With the beans?
But that shit was sad, man. RIP to your family members. And you guys are watching this.
RIP to my nose hairs.
How do you have nose hairs?
Everyone has nose hairs.
I shaved mine.
All right, well, we love you guys. Any more shout-outs? Did you guys want to do
episode 71?
I'm fucking sad again, dog. I know, fuck.
The live show. Woo! Buy your tickets.
We needed this one. Hey, go watch the last episode again. That shit was funny as fuck. We got super sad. Quiero llorar. Quiero llorar. Quiero llorar.
Buy your tickets in the bio. You'll see right here below.
If there's still any. Buy your
tickets. I know we might sell out. You know, we have a history of selling out. We're perpetual, habitual sell-outers.